This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Yep, Friday has come. Here we are. The weekend is upon us. And I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station right here, the Moss Nissan Family Automotive Studio, and, of course, right here in Studio E, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, especially those people that are driving the big old 18-wheelers over the road, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, especially our FedEx and our UPS and our bulk mail drivers, too. And let's not forget the Amazon warehouse folks, as well as the Amazon drivers out there delivering the stuff coast-to-coast, border-to-border. And, of course, we've got our suicide jockeys hauling your gasoline, your diesel, and your jet fuel wherever it needs to go, and that's always an adventure watching those guys. Now, I will tell you that you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. You'll find us right there. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're on Parler. And we're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. And don't forget, our website is the Captain's America Third Watch. com. And joining us right now from California, where it's kind of quiet tonight out there for him, it's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
All right. Hello, Captain, and good morning to everybody.
Yep, and we got, let's see, we got, what do we got here? 69 on one and 68 on the other. So that's where we're at right now with our weather.
Very interesting. We are at 63. We've gone down 3 degrees since hour number one.
Yeah, but that's not bad.
No, it's not bad at all. It's better than it has been. I'll take it over 55 degrees.
Oh, any day of the week, my friend. Any day of the week. All right, well, we're ready to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
Okay, here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And, of course, we always emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian beliefs and practices. And we want you to understand that. I think you do, because a lot of people that listen to the program appreciate the fact that we're doing that. Now, before we get started with the rest of our news here, I want to mention that coming up in a couple of weeks on a Saturday, May the 6th, I will be at the Freedom Expo 2023 presented by X Insurance over in Seminole, Florida, at the Seminole, Florida Harley-Davidson dealer. Now, I won't be by myself. I'll have Dr. Sebastian Gorka with me, host of America First on the Salem Radio Network. We'll also have Carl Jackson with us. You hear him all over the place, sitting in for different radio hosts and different programs. And he's also got his own show over in Orlando. Looking forward to seeing Carl again. And we'll have all the local hosts will be over there. It'll be quite the day. And what's going to be really nice is the exhibits. You're going to have a patriotic vendors exhibit area over there. They're also going to have the classic military vehicle display filled with motorcycles and blues music and, of course, the barbecue. And, of course, we'll have some pretty girls there with us, as they always are. And the tickets are absolutely free. You can go over to theanswerorlando.com. That's theanswerorlando.com. And get your free tickets over there if you feel you must. Otherwise, just show up. And, of course, if you want to have a VIP ticket, you can do that, too, where you'll get a chance to get a picture taken with the people that are appearing. Plus, you'll be able to get some free stuff that you might not get otherwise, including a book that's been written by a very important patriot, if you will, Larry Carrera's new book called In Defense of the Second Amendment. Now, look forward to seeing you there. It starts at 9 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday at the Seminole Harley-Davidson dealer over there. And you can find out more information by going to theanswerorlando.com. That's theanswerorlando.com. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics, and thanks for sticking by for that, Kyle.
Of course, Captain. No, this sounds like a wonderful event on May the 6th.
It's a patriotic event, and it's not the first time they've had it, but it's the first time they've had it where they're going to have it, and we'll see what happens. I mean, it should be very interesting. A lot of patriotic folks are riding motorcycles.
That's right, yeah. But the Harley-Davidsons, that's pretty cool, too, at the Harley-Davidson place.
Now, the Limit, Save, and Grow Act, which would cut federal spending to 2022 levels, which would rescind Democratic climate change policy, and which would eliminate student loan forgiveness, amongst other measures, is currently on its way over to the Senate. It was passed in the House of Representatives, and they've sent it over to the Senate. Now, we're hearing that there's no way in hell it's going to get passed over there in the Senate. But it should. And if you'll hold on, Kyle, when we come back, folks, we'll talk about why it should. Because this is a no-brainer once again. This makes perfect sense. God, isn't that awful to make perfect sense? We'll be right back.
You're tuned in to the hardest-working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce. I'm the Captain's America, Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless
America there, Mr. Jeff. God bless America. I'll help you out on that one. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com. Yep, that's right, MyPillow.com. Promo code is always going to be Captain. Anytime you go over there and you want to buy something, use the promo code Captain. That's your winning combination to get in there. And, oh, by the way, if you want to call them up on the telephone, you can do that too. Call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And any questions you have, that's a live personal answer to that for you. And you'll be glad you did, because you'll be able to order whatever you want, get your questions answered. Again, the promo code is Captain. And if you don't believe me and you want to save a bunch of money and you don't think you can do it, go over there and tell me you can't after you browse the vet at that homepage and go in and look at other spots on the website there. Tell me you can't save some money. You sure as heck can. And it's a big deal that's going on right there over at MyPillow right now. So give it a shot. See what they can do for you. You might be pleasantly surprised, as a lot of people are, that are calling me up and telling me just that. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Good morning, Captain. And you know, Captain, we've got another severe thunderstorm warning to tell our listeners about. This
Uh-oh.
Is going to be, again, near San Antonio, a little east of San Antonio, Texas, it looks like. Severe thunderstorm located 7 miles southeast of Yoakum, moving southeast at 30 miles per hour. That popped about 10 minutes ago. This is covering Colorado, Jackson, and Wharton counties in Texas.
I know right where that is, and that's pretty territory out there, but you're right out there in the wide open spaces, so be careful. Same thing. You see the lightning and stuff coming, assume that you're going to be in it, and be prepared.
Exactly right, yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's take a look at a couple things here. First of all, in its bid to join NATO,
Sweden may cross the finish line in time for the Transatlantic Alliance's next summit in mid-July, according to U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. He said that at the start of a bilateral meeting with his Swedish counterpart where they were at yesterday.
Well, and that's, you know, obviously a very good thing. NATO is becoming stronger. What Vladimir Putin has done is the exact opposite, perhaps, of what he would want to do, and that is to weaken NATO or to split NATO. And certainly, we see almost a full-court press, Captain, even with China wanting to come into the European allies of the United States and try to drive wedges in between. So Putin and China kind of have a whole that whole thing going on where they're moving in this, pretty much in the same direction. So the expansion in NATO, certainly in the strengthening of it, is good.
Well, we shouldn't be bending over doing any special favors for China, and we need to get rid of them as a special traitor or whatever the hell that is. We got them listed as something like that, right?
But most favored nation.
We need to get rid of that for sure, and we need to pay a lot closer attention to who we allow in to our inner circle around the world, because China, again, is not one of them that's doing us any favors, I don't think.
Well, no. In fact, I think we're in the midst of what I think that at least the Chinese and certainly the Russian government would want, and that is some kind of global shift where the United States is degraded. Its influence is taken down, and that there's splintering and no real unification among the European countries, for example, we actually want to expand that to countries that value freedom, to countries that want to make sure that the world is peaceful overall. And so this is what they're hoping is going to be happening.
Now, the conference board yesterday was having a meeting talking about the leading economic index called the LEI, which dropped by a sharp 1.2% in March after declining 0.5% in the prime month. Now, that was the prior month of, February. Now, with a reading of 108.4, the index is at its lowest level since November of 2020. And it's not just the depth of the decline by the LEI that's concerning. It's also the duration, because March was the 12th consecutive decline, the longest streak of decline since the index fell from 2007 through 2009 during the global financial crisis.
Well, that's right. You know, Captain, if we're looking at what's happening with economic indicators overall, it should be a very, very scary time, especially when it comes to financing for real estate, whether especially commercial real estate right now. The lending is tightening up so badly. I mean, you could almost say that it's stopping. You're going to find out that a lot of commercial property owners, for example, are not going to be able to refinance their properties. We're finding also that with the rise in interest rates, that the notes on properties like that, and also in many ways multifamily properties, change dramatically, and the ability for the revenue that these properties generate won't actually pay everything, including the note, the bills, all the other expenses. So investors start to get bled dry because they have to actually start putting money back into these properties as opposed to getting a dividend from them. And all these things taken together mean that we're heading for a collapse or a problem akin to 2008. And it may start in one sector, but it'll quickly spread to different sectors quite easily.
Well, we certainly hope not, but you are right. The indicated economic indicators are certainly in place to see that. Now, Democratic West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin chimed in yesterday and zinged President Biden and his leadership. He also praised Kevin McCarthy and the debt ceiling plan that he just put forward.
Well, of course, yes. Joe Manchin, of course, maybe no love lost now between the Democrat Party as it's presently constituted with the Democrat Party elite and Joe Manchin. And, of course, that includes Joe Biden with the Democrat Party elite. But certainly, and I'm glad you mentioned, Captain, about this new spending bill, this new debt ceiling bill that McCarthy and the GOP is talking about, because you also mentioned earlier that it was going to cut federal spending to 2022 levels. Well, that amounts to about, get this, folks, $4.5 trillion in cutting discretionary spending if we just go back to 2022. And that is a huge chunk of change, isn't it?
Oh, boy. Biden, yes. The campaign for Joe Biden 2024 may, in fact, launch as soon as next week. There's a possibility Biden may announce that, that he's running.
That's what they're threatening. Yeah, that's what they're threatening. It's going to be next week, folks.
Well, why would you mention it at all?
Maybe the technical political term is discombobulated, you know, after this horrible trip. You know, I mean, it was very nice of the president to visit Ireland and this kind of thing. That's fine. But it didn't go as well. It didn't show as well. Maybe that's the better word for that. It didn't show very well. And, in fact, Biden looked more confused and kind of out of it than he has in quite some time. But here we go. He's going to be running for president on what? Pray tell.
On a dime. On his shoestring budget.
Yeah, but, you know, but is he going to come out and say, you know, four more years? I mean, we can get gas prices way higher. We can drop energy, the availability even more. You know, only in America are we going to ban your gas stove. I mean, it's none of this makes
sense. What's the price of gas up by you right now at the pump?
It varies. I've seen it today. It was $4.89, but it was also $5.04 in a different part of town.
Good Lord. Well, it's just gone up to $3.75 a gallon on the average here, which is high enough, thank you.
No kidding. And how long is that going to continue? Because we were talking about those leading economic index and these indicators. People start making real different decisions, Captain, when they start seeing a lot of the parts of the economy falter. They won't spend so much, and the price of gas is a huge factor in that.
Well, if you start to see cars that are hoisting up sails for a sailboat, which they're now operating on the interstate, that's why.
Yes, well, exactly right. They got to catch the wind just right.
Yeah, we do. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back right after your stations pay some of their bills and do their bottom of the hour news, weather, and sports. So don't go anywhere. I shall return with more. And Jeff, we'll let you do it one more time here. Have at it.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk hosts in America. New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce. I'm the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. The White House says House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's debt limit proposal would be a disaster.
Speaker McCarthy unveiled his plan to cut benefits for American veterans and take a 2 2x4 to America's manufacturing resurgence.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters, Republicans plan cuts benefits to veterans in their own states. McCarthy rolled out a bill to lift the debt ceiling by $1.5 trillion that contains a number of spending cuts as well. As U.S. officials prepare a possible evacuation of the U.S. Embassy in Sudan, East Africa, we're learning the Russian Wagner mercenary group may be supplying weapons to the Sudanese paramilitary forces fighting on one side of the conflict. CNN reports the group is supplying Sudanese rapid support forces with missiles. There's also reportedly evidence of Russian mercenaries stirring in Libya. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
CN.
There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google AdvancedPodiatryAndWoundCare.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
You betcha, and I'll tell you what, I do go to Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. I'm a regular patient there, and they are doing a fabulous job on tightening up my leg and ankle, which I've had severe problems with for over 20 years, and just in the last couple of years, it's gotten worse, and they've been able to stop what was going on and correct it, and thank goodness for that. And I'll tell you what, I have the complete and utmost confidence in what they can do. So I'm going to give you their phone number. I'm going to tell you where they're at again. I'm going to tell you who they are, and I'm going to solely recommend them for anybody that's having problems that can't get something done about it. These people will work with you. They will help you. They will do whatever it takes to make things work. So it's Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, located on 38th at 66, right on the corner. You'll see their sign out front, and they're located to the back, a little ways off the 38th Street right there. And their phone number to call and talk to them is 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Give them a call. Tell me Captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. I'm telling you, these people are just absolute miracle workers. Okay, we got a caller on the line, and we got Kyle Warren, so let's go back to Kyle Warren first. Good morning, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Okay, we're going to pick up the call, and I believe we have Aaron in Colorado. Is that you, Aaron?
That's me. Hey, Cap, Professor Pod, this Alec Bowen. Sounds like he got off from a manslaughter charge. I don't know who the district attorney is down there, but sounds like the district attorney in that part of California is soft on crime. And it's just, you know, I don't know all the specific details of the case, but, you know, if you and I, if me or you or I did this, you know, this senseless crime because someone was careless with their gun, you know, a prop, and thing is, though, she never had live bullets.
The thing of it is with Alec Baldwin, okay, mm-hmm. is that they've left the door open to where they might, I use the word might, charge him again.
Okay, well, that's good, though. I hope they go back to it. I hope they don't let him get off because he should have been charged with manslaughter. But anyway, Cap, Professor Politics, good night.
All right, thank you very much. That's Aaron in Colorado. What do you think, Kyle, before I go to the next caller?
Well, you know, it is a very interesting development indeed, because you would think that at the very least this would have been looked into as a manslaughter issue because of the responsibility and possible negligence as a cascade of failure of what happened to the cinematographer.
Well, they did say that there might be charges forthcoming. They were just dropping them initially right now. All right, let's go back to the phone. Bagham and Bob, what's up?
Yes, sir, Captain. See where Larry Elder's now entered the race, and I think that's a pretty positive development because I think even though I don't think he would be in the president, I think he could conceivably be on the vice presidential thing with Trump, and I think that would add a good balance to the ticket. And the other thing I wanted to say is as far as about the rioting teens in the city, I think the only thing they can do is just to round them up, get them out of the cities, send them off to a detention camp somewhere for some kind of intermediate stay, and re-educate them, put them in a training or something, because that's the only thing they can do. All right, that's it, Cap.
All right, Kyle, I got a better idea. You ready?
Yep.
Load them all in an Elon Musk rocket ship and send them to outer space.
Or to colonize the moon, perhaps. Yeah. But either way,
Mars or Pluto or something.
Well, but either way, of course, the immigration issue is going to be incredibly important. I don't know that the Democrats are going to be able to simply rely on the traditional messaging because we see a lot of real-world consequences, real-world circumstances, mm-hmm. Which only leads to the idea that maybe there should be an orderly immigration to the mm-hmm. United States and not a haphazard one.
Yeah, and Larry Elder running for president, that's fine. We all know who he is. We know he's been on the radio. We know he's been on television. We know he's been starving for attention because he basically lost it when he lost and decided to quit his nationally syndicated radio show, which was heard on a couple of hundred or more stations. And I don't know what to say except for, you know, is this guy really what we need right now? He was right for California at the time. I'm not sure about right now running for president because, again, what experience does he have running a country, let alone running a state?
Well, you know, Larry Elder, I think, Captain, number one, brings a very, very different tonality to the conversation. He's able to speak to issues that do involve race, and that's kind of unfortunate, because it doesn't matter what skin color Larry Elder has. He has a great set of ideas
right.
that he's able to bring to the table.
I agree.
But because he is an African American, he is able to refute so many of the liberal lies about what's happening in our society. He is pro-America, and he is the first person to stand up and say America's not systematically racist. I don't know how the liberals or the left is going to be able to stomach this without having their heads blow up or something. I don't know, because remember, the message is if you don't vote for Joe Biden, then to quote Joe Biden, you ain't black, unquote.
I remember.
How are they going to deal with something like this? Without them, well, of course they won't, and they'll look foolish when they try to refute a lot of the things Larry Elder talks about.
Now, Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis is about to take a trip. He's expected to run for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination by everybody except me. I don't think he's going to. He's set to begin a trip abroad starting Saturday, taking him through Japan, South Korea, into Israel, and the United Kingdom. Now, while the trip was officially billed as a trade mission, which I'm sure it is, they're also going to be talking politics and about him possibly running for president.
Well, that's right. And, of course, you do these kinds of things when you believe that there is a real possibility of getting in the race, because you want to get some foreign recognition. You want to say, I've traveled, I've seen other countries, and I've talked to officials and stuff like that. So all that is preparatory. Whether or not DeSantis really gets in the race, I think you're right, Captain. I think we just don't know yet. But when you have heavy hitters like Mike Pompeo staying out of the race, I think it shows that maybe there's an idea, consensus, that this is going to be about Trump until it's not about Trump, for whatever reason that might be, whether it's the indictments or Trump doesn't get votes in the primaries, or Trump continues on through the primaries to get the nomination.
Hmm. Yeah, and again, I agree with everything you said there. Now, in Britain, a member of parliament has said that Putin is preparing an attack on the United Kingdom. Meanwhile, Russia and the United Kingdom, with that spy plane fiasco, could have sparked a world war with the United Kingdom had they crashed, which was what was going to happen.
Yeah, that's really huge, isn't it? That's nothing to sneeze at.
Nobody is talking about that except for you and me.
Well, that's right, because what happens when something, for lack of a better expression, relatively small happens, it's not a major attack onto a city or this kind of thing, but shooting down an intelligence plane or that's gathering information, that could spark the war. There's no doubt about it. Yes.
All righty. Hang in there, Kyle. Folks, you're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch here. It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and I certainly hope that you get a chance to get out and enjoy it somewhere. All right, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-96.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Dreaming. Yeah, it's right between the sun.
1969. That's Steppenwolf. Magic Carpet Ride. I remember that one all too well there, Kyle.
I do remember it well as myself, Captain, and, of course, Star Trek fans out there across the highways and byways, they will recognize that song from being featured in Star Trek First Contact back in the 90s as they made one of their first warp speed flights, and to hear Steppenwolf was a cool surprise in that movie.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, learn something new every day here, don't we?
That's right.
All right. Well, take it away. Tell us what's going on out there up by you weather-wise.
All right. Well, Captain, definitely we're continuing to see on the radar map right now, we're still looking at a lot of rain. This is and snow mixed in with snow. This is going to be near Boise. Looks like rain coming across the Interstate I-84 heading north, and then it turns into a mixture of rain and snow, Baker City, LeGrand, up near Lewiston, certainly Spokane, Washington, from about Ritzville to Spokane over the border into Idaho. We've got rain and snow. Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, of course, involved in that. The rain we were looking at last hour between Salem and Eugene looks like a little bit of a respite across Interstate 5, but you got more rain heading in that same general area. So do be careful of that. And just briefly, we continue a freeze warning. This on I-70 as you cross over from Colorado and to Utah, so do be careful out there. We've also got a freeze warning right now, Captain, in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Mm-hmm. And so, back to you.
All righty. Well, folks, we're going to back up and head down to Texas. We've had a bunch of tornadoes skip-tracking around Texas tonight, and numerous reports. There are no warnings now. Everything's been allowed to expire. However, there are still severe thunderstorms from San Antonio all the way over into Louisiana, Lafayette, Louisiana, that far along. And we do have some flooding in the San Antonio area right now as we speak from some of these big storms that came through earlier. So be advised of that. This could be along I-10 east of San Antonio. There's a couple of low areas in there, and that's where I'm thinking the flooding is without actually making the map look smaller so I can determine for sure. But moving up the ladder, we've got a frost warning and a freeze warning up into Oklahoma tonight, as well as Kansas, as well as Missouri, the western half of Missouri. And then moving up the ladder into South Dakota, we have some uncertain weather conditions there because there is some snow in the northern and the northeastern part of South Dakota tonight, along with the same snow that's up in North Dakota tonight, where they have a winter storm warning from the Minot area to the Canadian border over to Minnesota. And then it goes across. We've got a winter storm warning with a blizzard warning attached to it in parts of northern Minnesota and the upper peninsula of Michigan tonight, where they're getting snow and looks like possibly some freezing rain up in there now, too. And we do have that same snow warning event going on in the northern part of Wisconsin, so be advised of that. And in the western side, the northwestern side of Lake Michigan, so be advised of that. And then moving over into the Carolina line, North Carolina and Tennessee and South Carolina in the mountains over there, that's probably going to be I-26 I'm looking at, and I-40 is probably where this is at. A fog warning, an extreme fog warning in there, so be advised of that. And then over on the East Coast, the ocean side, over around Norfolk, we do have some fog over there. We're showing some fog tonight, South Jersey on up towards New York, and then it breaks up. And then we got a little bit of fog north of there in Long Island, and then it kind of hopscotches around Connecticut and bounces around a couple places in, right along the water, I might add, in Massachusetts, and then continues from the state line all the way up to the Nova Scotia line again tonight with the fog. Okay, so, Mr. Kyle, tell us how we can hear your show, first of all.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And then tell us about the pilot and Flying J and why we might want to park ourselves in there tonight.
Well, you definitely want to park yourself in a Pilot or Flying J Travel Center. Go to pilotflyingj.com. Use their locations function to find the location nearest you. Download the My Rewards Plus app. Find out how you can get great offers, earn points, and also reserve your parking space at the Pilot or Flying J Travel Centers. That's pilotflyingj.com.
I wonder if you can sell your parking place when you get there.
No comment. No, not sure.
I don't know, but that wouldn't exactly be the right way to do things. That's not the way they have the system set up. But anyway, it is what it is. Okay, Mr. Kyle, I want to thank you very much for being on and contributing tonight. Another great job on your part. So have yourself a great day in the neighborhood.
Thank you, Captain. You too.
All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We appreciate him. And we're going to jump upstairs and go up on the top shelf for this one, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
And I hope that you're just having a lovely day today, because we've got some interesting news out there, none of which is any worse off than the story prior to it or after it. But what went on yesterday with Elon Musk with his big missile that flew about 4 minutes and kaboom, there she went down into the Gulf of Mexico.
It is the largest rocket, I guess, that has ever been launched. It was really a full-blown test. They had hopes that it would do certain things, and I think it got to its stage two, and that's when it failed.
Yeah, it wouldn't go to stage two.
Mm-hmm. And really, if you were to measure it, I guess it was about probably a 40 or 50% success. And, you know, he himself was rather pleased with what they were able to, one, achieve so far. And, you know, when things do fail, you have a lot of things that you can find out so it doesn't happen again that they can correct. And I think that he said there would be another launch soon. I don't know when soon is, but I watched it. It was pretty fascinating.
Yep, 400-foot high in a rocket. Okay, hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And we will be right back after your stations have a chance to identify themselves and your news is heard, too. I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top-of-the-hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-9...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.